Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lindsay will be meeting today with MTA workers to discuss... Apologies, we have breaking news coming down the wire. Report that Midtown Manhattan is currently under what appears to be an extraterrestrial attack.
Sorry to interrupt your morning groove, but if you're in New York City, you might want to stay inside. They're saying that the sky over Manhattan is on fire? Wait, no, now they're telling me rocks. The sky is filled with floating rocks.
Appears to be a giant armored alien has landed on top of the Baxter Building. His purpose on our planet is yet unknown, but police are arriving at the scene. Pardon me, our team on the ground is telling us that there are, in fact, two giants on the roof of the famed Fantastic Four headquarters. Their intentions, unclear.
Diane Conti reporting from Midtown. You can see the two massive figures on the roof of the building behind me. One resembles an enormous bald man dressed in a white robe. The other, who some say was identifying himself as Galactus, is wearing dark armor and appears to be setting up some kind of machine. It is unclear whether this machinery is related to what some are calling a robot-like humanoid flying through the sky. This Silver Surfer was seen battling the Human Torch earlier, and... Is that? Yes, the Fantastic Four have arrived and are fighting Galactus.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvels, based on the graphic novel by Kurt Busiek and Alex Ross. Episode 2, Retribution.
Of course, we know the truth now. It wasn't the end of the world. All that chaos and destruction. It wasn't even real. None of it was real.
How can you say that, Mr. Sheldon? You just told me that you saw a street sign nearly take Mr. Urich's head off.
The danger in the moment was real enough, I'll grant you that. There were a few times that day I thought I might see Ben die in front of me.
Then tell me about that. I need to know what happened, everything that happened. You say it felt like the end of the world. Is that really what you thought?
Yes, it was, at the time. New York had been attacked plenty in my life, but this was different. The closer we got to the Baxter Building, to Galactus, the bigger and more frightening it all became. I kept hearing that man's voice in my head, the same man I'd seen earlier that day. God has come to deliver retribution. It really did feel like we were being punished. And I guess we were. Just not by God.
Ben, watch out! You all right?
I'm fine. Come on!
Oh, it's about time.
The police can deal with the giant. We've got to help that woman.
Ma'am, we're coming!
We got you now.
I thought hiding behind a car would keep me safe. But then the lamppost. Up, not over. And I got trapped.
It's all right. You're going to be okay.
Just stay still, ma'am. We're going to get you out of here.
Ben, get over there.
Okay. On three. One, two.
There. Can you get up?
Give me a moment, young man.
Are you injured in any way?
Just some bumps and bruises, but I should be fine. Thank you, gentlemen.
We really should get you out of here.
Look, the cavalry's here.
There now!
Good God!
He just blasted that squad car to ash like it was nothing.
Who was that? More police?
No. It seems like news vans.
Oh, just what we need. Reporters.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news, ma'am, but we're reporters.
Oh, you're more useful than any newsman I've ever met. Thank you. Thank you for helping me.
Do you think you can stand?
I think so.
But the laser's coming out of his eyes?
Ma'am, we have to get you out of here before...
Oh, my heavens, look!
It's time!
Fantastic Four. There.
Thank God.
You really are something, aren't they?
Even I have to admit, it's impressive.
There's that silver...
That's an angel.
Excuse me?
One of them Old Testament angels flew through the fire and rocks to warn us that God's about to smite us down.
You think Galactus is a god?
Galactus?
That's what he called himself.
Here to smite us down.
Whatever the Silver Surfer is, he's no match for the Human Torch.
Look at him, giving that surfer a run for his money.
Yeah, it never does get old, does it? Watching them fight. No!
Oh my goodness, that poor boy!
Is he alive?
I think so.
What in the hell just happened?
He snuffed Johnny out like a candle.
Who is that?
Is that another giant?
What are they talking about?
Where did the Fantastic Four go?
They lost.
Where are the Avengers?
What about Spider-Man? Has anyone seen him?
NYPD folks, look, we're gonna need to clear the area.
Why?
Because we need to set up a perimeter around the building so that we can handle what's happening.
What is happening?
Sir! I have to insist that you leave the area.
Wait, where did the Fantastic Four go? Are you coordinating with them?
You know, I don't know if you were paying attention, sir, but the Fantastic Four just got flattened. I don't think they're going to be much help.
Well, if they couldn't fight these things, what makes you think that you can?
I don't. Now, please, everyone, step back.
The Hollow Men.
Sorry?
The poem. We all thought the Great War was the end of things. We made it through. And then the next war came, even worse than the first, and we thought that would be the end. I could never have imagined the horrors that those wars brought. The chaos, the destruction, the brutality. But here we are. Ants in the face of God. And this is how the world ends. Just as Eliot said. With a whimper.
The world isn't ending now.
Yeah, I don't know, Ben. It sure feels like it is. If the Fantastic Four have really given up... I have to go home.
What?
I need to be with Doris, with the girls.
What are you talking about, Phil? This is the biggest story of our lives. You need to be here.
Our lives might be over tomorrow.
You don't really think the world is going to end, do you?
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So Mr. Yurik didn't agree with you.
Hmm?
About the world ending.
No, he didn't. And he was proved right. As he so often is.
Is that why you two don't work together anymore?
Oh, it's not that we don't. There haven't been many stories for us to work on together lately. He started covering the war more, and I'm trying to figure out how to make a Marvel's book work in the light of everything that's happened.
Are you going to be including your photos from the invasion?
I don't know yet.
But you brought them with you today, right?
Yeah, I did.
Can I see them? Jeez. These giants, they look so,
Giant?
Real.
Yeah, well, I can show you something that is real.
This is the...
The machine on top of the Baxter building. What NASA said was the machine Galactus was going to use to consume the energy of the Earth and destroy us all.
Mr. Sheldon, why didn't you publish these photos? Even with all the coverage that day, this is the clearest shot of the machine I've seen.
I didn't see the point. Once we found out what it was, well, I didn't want to put Charlie Martinez in more hot water by plastering her machine all over the front page. But I'm proud of that photo. Like everything else that day, I didn't know what I was taking a photo of at the time.
Phil! Phil! We have to get a photo of this. Come on, something to bring back the Doris. Can you see what it is?
I don't know. It seems to be assembling itself.
Oh, look. There's even more pieces now. It's enormous. What could it be for?
Did you hear that?
You understood that?
Devour. Swear to God, Ben. I heard devour in there. You still think this isn't the end, Ben?
New York has seen worse, Phil.
Trust me, it hasn't. You know, skepticism is good in your line of work. But what happens if you're so skeptical that you miss the end of the world?
Hey, where are you going?
You do what you think's best, Ben. I'm going home.
You really just left?
Well, I know it's hard for you to understand, Marcia. You're young. Your priorities are different. And I do wonder what would have happened if I had stayed. I hated leaving Ben like that. And Esther, the old woman who'd gotten trapped under a lamppost. Maybe if I had known then what was going to happen, I would have chosen differently. But I didn't know. So, I don't regret leaving. I know it's hard to grasp that, but I had to be with my family.
Die anyway.
Watch where you're going.
Get off the road!
It was anarchy. It was like everyone forgot what it means to be a New Yorker, to be part of a community.
Out of the way, old man.
Like everyone forgot what it means to be a person.
Hey! Get back here! You all right, sir?
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with
thee. Sir? Sir? You okay?
I'd always had faith in the people of the city to help each other through the tough times. But we didn't. We failed each other that day. Instead of having hope, we wallowed in the misery of the end.
The end of the world! Let's make the music and dance! Hey, you there! Dance with me!
No thanks.
Oh, you're lost! And why we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance.
The further I got out from Midtown, the harder hope was to grasp. Hey. Hey. You okay? It's all right, son. What happened?
Everyone was screaming and running, and I got pushed over, and then I got lost.
You need to get inside, young man. It isn't safe out here.
Is this true? That an alien killed the Fantastic Four?
Oh, the Fantastic Four are fine. They had a little break.
So the alien didn't beat them?
You watch football, kid?
Uh-huh. With my dad.
Well, then think of this as halftime. The Fantastic Four had a rough first half, but I bet you anything, they're in the locker room right now coming up with a plan. And they're going to charge back onto that field swinging. So let's get you to your dad. Is your house nearby?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think you could show me the way?
I don't know. My head hurts pretty bad.
Okay, all right, let's find it together. I felt a bit like that kid, abandoned. By the time I made it back home, it was as if I was the only man left on Earth. How lonely that would have been.
Taurus.
Oh, Phil, I thought you would never make it home.
It's all right, sweetheart. We're together now. Whatever happens next, we'll be together.
No, Phil, you don't understand. It's over. They just said on the news, Galactus is gone. The Fantastic Four, they did it. They beat him.
What? They beat him?
We're safe, darling. We're safe.
Even knowing now that it wasn't the end of things, seeing Doris and my girls, it was one of the best moments of my life. That relief, that comfort, knowing I wasn't alone. After everything that had happened that day, it was affirming, it was life-giving. I'm sorry, I don't mean to... I know it was different for you.
Yeah, it was. Life-giving is not exactly how I'd describe it.
No, of course not. I'm very sorry for what you went through. What so many people went through. There was so much destruction. So many injuries, deaths. I photographed every bit of it, and it was all because of one man.
Galactus didn't kill anyone. All the related deaths were because of accidents, human accidents.
Galactus wasn't the man I was talking about. I think it's good that you're doing this, Marcia. It's important for us to remember what happened. And you're not the only one who
wishes... Mr. Sheldon, were all these photos taken the day Galactus invaded?
No. I went around all 5 boroughs in the weeks after to see the extent of the damage. I had been planning to do so the moment I knew the world wasn't ending. People never pay enough attention to the aftermath. And then I went back into the Bugle to check on Ben Urich that day after the attack.
Ben! Thank God you're all right.
You make it home okay?
Took me the whole day, but yeah, thankfully.
Doris and the girls?
They're fine. And your Doris?
She's okay too.
What the hell happened, Ben? It was over so quickly.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Sheldon, we're gonna need all the pictures you took yesterday.
Yeah, of course, whatever you need. I heard the FF came back and beat him. Did you see it?
I sure did.
Wow, that's gonna make quite the story.
The Fantastic Four winning is not the story that Urich is going to be writing.
What? Why not?
Because they're a bunch of liars.
Of course, Jameson didn't end up using most of the photos I took.
Did he even look through them? Even the ones you took after the attack?
Yeah, why?
Even this one?
I can't remember. He wasn't focused on that at the time. He just started to uncover one of the biggest scandals in history.
Jameson, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the underhanded press play the FF made yesterday. None of it was real. Galactus wasn't real.
But Mr. Sheldon, look. This photo you took of the East Village firehouse. Look who's on the roof.
What are you talking about?
It's the Silver Surfer. In the corner, see? There he is, shiny and solid, days after Galactus. Don't you get what that means? Galactus was real.
What are you...
There's something we don't know. If the Silver Surfer is still around, then maybe Reed Richards isn't to blame. And if that's true, the Fantastic Four could be heroes again.
One photograph doesn't prove that.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvels, written by Lauren Shippen. Starring Cliff Method Man Smith as Ben Urich, Anna Sophia Robb as Marcia Hardesty, Ethan Peck as Reed Richards, and Seth Barish as Phil Sheldon. Directed by Paul Bay. Produced by Jennifer Minnell, Harry Goh, and T-Square. Our recording engineer and sound designer is Misha Stanton. Our theme music is by Evan Cunningham. Featuring Alan Pontus, Alexander Salamat, Alan Walker, Alan Enlow, Andrea Such, Bilal Avaz, Carla Brandberg, Clark Carmichael, Claudia McCoy, David Carl, Eden Alexander, Ehad Barisha, Eric Franzen, Faye Yvette McQueen, Gabriela Ortega, Gayton Scott, Hollis McCarthy, Isaac Beauchamp, Jake Hart, James Foster Jr., John Joseph Gallagher, Jolie London Glickman, Jonathan Wagner, Catalina Celine Otter, Linda Jones, Louisa Krause, Maddie Baiglio, Michael Charles Roman, Michael Mulherin, Ray Iannicelli, Ryan Andes, Satomi Hoffman, Sophia Guchinoff, Suzanne Torin, Tom Morehouse, and Walter Richard Turney. For more information, visit marvelspodcast.com.